More than 150 people attended a job fair at Dinosaur Barbecue in Syracuse yesterday, held by the ride-sharing service Uber. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Uber is pressuring the state legislature to allow it to operate in upstate New York.
Jim Barber is from just outside of Syracuse, and he's looking for a job. He's never driven a cab before, but says he feels more comfortable now about being a potential driver for Uber after going to the job fair.
Especially with everyone having their credit card on file, and the drivers and the customers, you know, they know who's going to be in the car.
Uber says it could create more than 700 jobs in the Syracuse area, but about half of Uber drivers only work 15 hours a week. Politicians from across central New York also came out to show their support. Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner says Uber will create an element of competition in a marketplace dominated by taxicab companies.
I've heard from too many people who feel like there is not enough high-quality taxicab affordable service in this community. This is a need that we have to meet that the current system is not meeting.
Drivers use their own cars when they work for Uber. General Manager Josh Moorer says Uber is the primary insurance for drivers when they are working for the company, so it should have no impact on their personal insurance. But Mark Behuth, who is a cab driver in Syracuse, isn't buying that.
When you work for hire, you're out and about more, and the insurance companies know that, and they have tables that show them the risk. And the reason that it's high for hire insurance is because you're out there on the road a lot. They know that. It's a more of a risk for them, so it's a much higher premium.
Behuth says Uber is misleading drivers as to how much they will make because of things like the wear and tear on their cars and fares that fluctuate. The state legislature is expected to take up the issue at the beginning of next year. If ride-sharing legislation is passed, Uber says it could be up and running within weeks. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.